Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Major League Baseball institutes this rule after pitchers get called out for using substances to doctor the baseball, to give them a little edge, give them a better spin. So why not talk to somebody who, you know, has been in the major leagues and been on the mound before? And now we bring in Dana Kecker. Dana, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on WCCO Morning News.
My pleasure, Adam. Good morning to you.
Dana is on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Without coming clean about your own, pitching performances, when you pitched in the early 90s, how prevalent was it? Did pitchers try to get away with a lot of stuff to putting on the baseball?
I think the biggest thing back when I pitched was, I don't know if I'd say they intentionally scuffed the ball, but I would not be lying if I told you that my last or one of my warm-up pitches in between innings was a breaking ball in the dirt.
Yep.
That would hit the dirt that time came back to me, and you'd throw it around the horn and everything, and you kind of use that ball. You could get a little bit more movement on it, but I guess I never looked at it as being illegal. Nowadays, I guess it is. The thing I'm trying to figure out is, why is everything kind of stacked against the pitcher? So rosin was a part of the game. Rosin bag was there. Have you ever used rosin?
Yes.
Okay, so what does it do if it's a 90-degree day and you're a pitcher like me that perspires profusely? What does rosin do? How does it help you?
Helps you grip the ball.
It's like stick'em, basically.
Yeah.
Like wide receivers, you know, Fred Biletnikoff, when he had the big stick'em on his pants, you know, that they banned that too so he could catch it and so forth. So that substance has been used for a long time in the game of baseball to allow a pitcher to get a better grip. Now, I think it initially was there so from a safety standpoint, so he could have better control and somebody wouldn't get hit. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's why it was there. But I look back, and I've been thinking about this the last few weeks. Look at all the things that the hitters can put a shin guard on, an elbow guard on, and I was a sinker ball pitcher, so I lived off of that pitch inside that they'd foul off their foot and everything, which gave me advantages and so forth. Now they're moving the mound back. They don't make the mound any higher, but it seems like no matter what the pitchers throw too hard. Is that the next thing I think that they're saying? That's why they have to move the mound back. But it seems like everything's against the pitcher in the game of baseball, and I just don't understand why.
Yeah, well, you look at the decision by Major League Baseball for the immediate ejection and 10-game suspension if they see a pitcher putting substance on the ball. I mean, you look at the batting average of hitters, and it's clear that Major League Baseball, they want more offense.
Well, that's true. But on the flip side, if you look at the approach that the hitters take to the game and you're a student of the game, it's their own fault. I mean, we talk about it all the time. If it's Miguel Sano who doesn't make an adjustment to the outer half, that shouldn't be the pitcher's fault. That should be the hitter or the hitting coach or the coach's fault for not working on going the other way or making an adjustment for it. But instead of doing that, they're going to penalize the pitchers. So the hitters for whatever reason seem to be not as adequate now than they were 30 years ago when I played. So, you know, the game can be more exciting, move quicker. I get all that type of stuff, but I don't know why the pitchers continue to get penalized in the game of baseball.
Dana Koecker on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. You played for the Red Sox in the early 90s. Give us some dirt on Roger Clemens. Was he putting some Vaseline on the ball? What's the deal?
You know what? And this isn't just Roger Clemens, but it could have been a Mike Boddicker, Reardon used a lot of. I mean, because he threw that curveball, and that hard curveball. But he was perspiration, man. I mean, behind my neck or wherever it was, you used it just to get the ball to move a little bit. But it's really no different than if I think you put your fingers on the outside. But Roger didn't have to doctor the ball. That's how good he was back then in his prime. And it was sure fun to watch him, that's for sure.
Dana, thanks for the time this morning. Enjoyed your insight. Appreciate it.
You take care, Adam. Bye-bye.
Dana Koecker on the Shift Real Estate Hotline and baseballs and the doctoring of baseballs. And, oh, boy, what do you do? 757. News Talk 83. Get better hitters. That's what I'm saying. The News Talk 830, WCCO, CBS coming up. We'll get the latest on the Putin-Biden summit in Geneva. Also, lots of local news happening. Steve's got the update, including Uptown. A heavier police presence in Uptown last night, removing some of those barricades that protesters had erected blocking the road. It's all coming up on News Talk 830, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.